the emergency responses so far have been so deep and broad to try to save a lot of our small business owners, to provide some sustenance to folks who have had to stay home and have been furloughed or lost their jobs. So I hope we'll go back and won't gloss over that, because it's an enormous aid package and people need to understand what's there for them. But in the next package, we really want to support our heroes that are out there on the front lines, the police officers, first responders, firefighters, make sure that our healthcare workers have the supplies they need to stay safe. More aid for folks. There will probably be another cash assistance payment. That has been a lifeline, especially while the state of Florida's unemployment system has really turned into a debacle and left people in the lurch on that. Those are going to be some of the highlights. And then we've got to get domestic manufacturing back in the United States. So we're looking at some tax credits for domestic supply chains and for companies that will retain their workers.
Senator Mitch McConnell has said that he won't go for another bill unless there's a provision that will prevent employees from suing their employers if their health and lives are at risk during the coronavirus pandemic. Will the House go along with that, putting in a shield for employers?
You know, that's the opposite of supporting our frontline heroes. No, I don't see the House. It's not even under discussion among the House Democrats. We had a conference call yesterday, a long conference call, that reviewed some of the options and needs for our local communities, and that was not even a topic of discussion.